Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, our conversation we're having today is a very intriguing one, and I think really speaks to the concerns we have around the high levels of high youth unemployment in South Africa, especially for women like me, black, under the age of 35, and female. I literally am the face of what underrepresentation and unemployment does look like in South Africa, as at least 60 to 70% of black female youth in South Africa continue to remain on the periphery of employment opportunities. And typically what we do see in the job cycle is that when one does apply for work, there's often an expectation that one should come with previous experience. Now, as we've seen, just last week, we did witness that the president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has actually called for the request of prior experience to be a barrier that is removed from the applications that young people do participate in, to ensure that they are given work opportunities and placements, even though they might not have the necessary experience at the time. To help us understand how this perhaps is a measure and a consideration that we need to keep in mind, we're joined now on the line and on the show by a good friend of ours, Nkosinathi Mahlangu, Youth Employment Portfolio Head at the Momentum Group. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Mr. Mahlangu.
Pleasure to be here again with you and the Kaya's listeners. Thank you so much, Kuku.
Fantastic. I guess first things first, perhaps let's just start off by getting a better understanding of where we do sit in terms of youth unemployment. And I guess we know the numbers, we know how dire and unequal the society and system is, but how this is actually exacerbated by the barriers to entry for a lot of youth, typically when it comes to their lack of experience.
Great question, Kuku. You know, quarterly, whenever the youth unemployment stats are released together with the national stats, we always look at what could be the next, solution towards this. And looking closer into the situation is that solutions are always, recommended, but it's the implementation of such solutions, whether it's in the form of a policy or in a form of a program, that needs to be tweaked here and there, just to bridge that workplace experience that is a huge, huge barrier when it comes to young people securing employment. And yet again, it comes back to the system in terms of how our system is designed, from your higher education system to how do we bridge that gap in terms of making it easier for young people to enter the world of work and to also go for skills that are definitely in demand.
I guess for you and I, who typically interact with a lot of young people and understand the job opportunities that we need, we lean towards the side of labor to say, this sounds like a fair request that youth shouldn't necessarily be demanded or required to have any work experience. But for leaders of organizations where one needs to hit the ground running, deadlines, operations, and productivity needs to be prioritized, they could have a different view. How do you, reflect on the president's stance and how this needs to be interpreted by employers?
Yeah, the president's stance, what I liked about that is that it has sparked this this debate. And we have, touched on this as South Africans, for several times in terms of how do we mitigate that? And work experience, number one, it is, an added advantage for whoever that is applying for a role. And it's something that cannot be easily done away with, unfortunately. However, on the same breath, we need to look in terms of how do we get young people job ready while they're still, acquiring their skills, whether this be at, institutions of higher learning or even starting from high school, to say, this is what the world of work expects of you as a young person. And then looking at how do we bridge that gap is to introduce work readiness, programs or initiatives as part of the qualification that young people get through various institutions of higher learning. Mm-hmm. And the best example, a practical example, is what is happening in the TVET college space, where the skill set that young people are acquiring is also coupled up with workplace experience so that they can actually hit the ground running once the employment opportunity arises.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine that government and public sector would obviously have a slightly different view, or perhaps might have its own initiatives and programs. But as a player within the private sector, how are you, addressing some of these concerns from a Momentum Metropolitan Group point of view, especially given that there are some initiatives that exist, like the Youth Employment Program, YES, and many other initiatives, and even incentives that are provided for businesses and corporates through taxes to employees?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Definitely, you know, which is why, I mean, we do what we do through the Momentum Group Foundation in terms of helping young people, number one, to partner with institutions that will help upskill young people and make that workplace experience component part and parcel of the employability journey for young people. And looking in terms of what Corporate South Africa, you know, could do differently, or maybe in terms of making sure that young people are employed, even though experience is still that big obstacle along the way. It's through initiatives like, you know, internships, learnership opportunities, and also partnerships with these various institutions, similar to how we do through the Momentum Group Foundation, to say, how do we make sure that that upskilling process is also inclusive of the work exposure, job shadowing, or some practical, you know, work exposure for young people to come through even into the private sector. So I think these are the processes and, you know, strategies that can be replicated, whether for public or private sector, but in terms of how do we use them as catalysts to bring about, you know, the change in as far as youth unemployment is concerned. Mm-hmm. So I do believe that, you know, internship programs, learnership programs, which are more structured, and you know, we can be very much deliberate to say this is how we would like to do it across the board, I think that can also help us in terms of, you know, having a ripple effect in terms of reducing this ever-growing number of unemployed young South Africans.
I'm so intrigued, Butunkosinathi, because I do hope that you can perhaps share some insight with us in terms of key lessons and learnings that have come through your partnership with education institutions. And I ask this deliberately because someone like myself with an accounting degree knows a lot about debits and credits, but it's what you do with that data, that information, that insight to analyze and actually problem solve for the business's challenges. So how have you approached it as a Momentum Group, and are there key case studies or positive performances and indicators that we can learn from?
Yes, there are quite a number of examples, and I would use in terms of how we go about our strategy. Number one, in terms of our youth employment strategy, we're looking at skill set that we know that, number one, they are in demand, and we partner with institutions that already have you know, programs that are gearing young people for the world of work. For instance, we have partners in the ICT space where we're training young people through coding skills, software development skills, cybersecurity, and data science. And what we do with our partners is that along the upskilling process, we do have that component of having, you know, employment partners or hosting partners for that fact, whereby these group or these cohorts of learners would also go into a world of work, apply their trade, and get to, you know, be mentored and shadowed professionals who are already, you know, in the line of work that they are aspiring to enter at. And this has helped us quite significantly, because through these programs now, that's how we have managed to even host interns at Momentum Group across various business units. And those interns would subsequently become even Momentum Group employees, of which it has been the case with the partnership we have with Within Code. For the past 4 years, we have managed to recruit over 18 young talented coders into the Momentum Group workforce. And it's through these processes and through these initiatives whereby we also add that workplace experience as part of the component of the value chain in as far as that skill process is concerned.
Makes sense. If I'm hearing and understanding this correctly, it's doable, it's possible, and these are solutions that we can certainly implement. Does it also call for a heightened level of partnership, not only between employers and educational institutions, but even across sectors, public and private, as typically we do see that there does appear to be a movement of talent within these jurisdictions?
Definitely true. It is possible. It is doable. And we have also, you know, proven that it is possible. And like we usually say, when it comes to South Africa, we do have fantastic policies, but it's the implementation, you know, thereof that is currently lacking. And I think this also calls for, you know, for us to realign as, you know, public-private partners to say, how do we make this? How do we intentionally make these processes, make these programs, you know, to reach the young people that are so much in need of this type of interventions? But however, the willingness to make it count, the willingness to say we're in it for the right reasons, and we also find strategic partners who will also help us to fast track young people's employability.
100%. Such a pleasure speaking to you as always, and really appreciate the feedback but also practical solutions that you've shared with us this evening, sir.
Much appreciated, Kruku. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Nkosinathi Mahlangu, Youth Employment Portfolio Head at Momentum Group, helping us contextualize some of the context and feedback that's been shared by the president at the ANC's National Executive Committee, Lekgotla, that was held in Boksburg this past weekend, where the president has essentially said, hold on, we keep on saying that we have a youth unemployment challenge, yet youth faces a barrier to entry when they're constantly questioned about job or work experience that they might have. And fundamentally, the work experience won't come unless you get the job. So someone has to be willing to literally take a bet on you, train you, upskill you. And as we know, sometimes these investments do take time. It's not just a four-month turnaround period. In some cases it is, but depending on the depth, the scope, the kind of quality you want to bring out of the job spec at the time, it does call for an extended level of investment. And as we hear, some key partners in the private sector are actively participating and saying, hold on, we'll make sure that we do all of that and more, understanding how it is that what you're learning in higher education institutions is up to par with what we require in the workplace, but will also give you an opportunity for mentorship, internship, apprenticeships, which all do speak to the necessary and required work experience that you need.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.